106.5 The End.
Gavin, Katie, and Rain. It's the wake-up call.
We do Gavin's phone scams twice every morning at 6:10 and 8:10, always on the radio.com app. If you've missed any of Gavin's past phone scams, tell us about this one today.
I'm calling Bobby at the request of his wife, Rosa. Bobby is a barber at a barber shop. So I'm calling to make an appointment. And the problem is that I have a name that doesn't sound real. And can you imagine living with that kind of pressure on you?
It's Gavin's phone scam on the wake-up call.
Barbershop.
I'm looking for Bobby.
Yeah, this is Bobby.
Am I calling a barbershop or what? Who is this?
Yeah, this is Bobby. You're calling a barbershop. What? How can I help?
Can I make an appointment, please?
Yeah, wait. Hang on. When are you looking to come in?
I don't know. I'm looking for availability this week.
Any day?
Yeah, my days are pretty open. I work from home, so I can come in pretty much at any time.
All right, you can come in at 1 tomorrow.
Yeah, that works. Perfect.
Okay. What's your name?
Harry.
What's your last name?
Ascrack.
What's your last name?
Ascrack.
All right, man. Hey, sorry. I'm kind of busy. I don't have time for all this. But
What's going on? Excuse me. What's going on?
Yeah.
Do you not have availability?
No, I do, but I don't have time for your fun games, man. I'm a grown man.
There's no fun in games. Well, excuse me. Bobby, can I call you Bobby?
Yeah,
okay.
This is Bobby.
Robert, this is not a joke. This is not a game. God, I have dealt with this my entire life. That is my name, and you can choose to accept it or not, but you will not treat me as less of a person because of it, okay? I am very sorry that I don't fall into what is considered a normal name, but I will tell you this, that my family, the Ascracks, come from a very long line of nobility. We reign from the Marmara region of Turkey, okay? And if you were to go there and ask them, do you know the Ascracks? They would say, oh, we love Ascracks. We can't get enough Ascracks. I live near Ascracks. All around me are Ascracks.
Ha ha. How do you spell
I'm
your
being
last
very
name?
Serious. Excuse me, sir. Excuse me. I'm being very serious.
Okay. How do you spell it?
It's A-Z-C-R-A-C. Ascrack. Did you write that down?
Yeah, no, yeah, I got it. But so
great.
Your parents named you with that last name, your parents named you Harry. That's what you're telling me right now.
They named me Harold. Harold was my grandfather's name. Harold Ascrack. But you know what? When I was a little boy, they called me Harry because it was confusing to have two Harolds in the family, and I'm not a junior. So if you're going to be the little Ascrack in a family, then you have to go by some other name. And they called me Harry, and it just stuck. Okay? I'm sorry.
You don't have to be sorry, but... I'm sure you realize your name's Harry Ascrack.
Son of a bitch. Yes, I do know that. You don't think that I've dealt with this my entire life? Jesus. I'm telling you something. I haven't had a haircut in months, Bobby. It's been months. 4 months. Maybe even 5 months. I am indeed a long-haired Harry Ascrack right now, and I need a cut. Why can't I get a service from you? Why is this so hard?
Harry, all right, Harry. I got you. Down for one, Harry Ascrack.
It sounds like you're mocking me. You don't have to say my first and last name all the time like this. It sounds like you're making fun of me.
That's your name, sir.
Yes,
I'm reading
my
off
name.
What you told me to put down. I'm
Thank
reading off
you.
What you told me to put down.
Good. Thank you.
All
Thank
right.
you very much.
You're welcome. Ascrack tomorrow, 1 p.m. Got it.
Thank you. Do you have a time at like 1:30 that my friend could come with me?
So you have two people coming. Is he an Ascrack as well?
No, he's not. He's a Dover. His name is Benjamin Dover.
That's his. Hey, man, this was a good one. Hold on a second.
Bobby, before you hang up, I just wanted to tell you, none of this has been real. My real name is Gavin. I'm on a morning radio show called The Wake Up Call on 106.5 The End. I know you never listen to our show. You really should. Your girlfriend, Rose, is the one who emailed me and asked me to do this. So I'm sorry for wasting your time.
Want Gavin to scam someone you know? Email phonescam@endonline.com.